Jaden's lost her homework. Maury's lost her tooth again. Deep clean dishes, laundry, school, Lord, Mama's gotta have a friend. We don't even have to drive far. We can just sit here in my car. We're the car cat mom.
Cool if while we were podcasting a bird fucking flew in here. Like that one
hilarious
bird flew into your dad's window that one day.
And he dove under the dashboard even though he was driving.
That was the scariest moment of my life. Like, Ron, where are you?
I have a lot more scarier moments than that.
Oh. Well.
Just saying.
Okay. Welcome, guys, to the CarCast Moms. We're both very energetic, as you can tell today. Like,
Yeah.
Nothing. I got no drive. I should have taken some pre-workout, honestly.
Bad idea.
Yeah.
I can't do that anymore. I even have to limit my caffeine to, like, not afternoon.
Serious?
Well, sometimes I, like, have one afternoon. Like, today I had a coffee at 2, and I'll probably pay for it later.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm very good at sleeping.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
I've been taking magnesium before bed. Holy shit.
Is it supposed to help?
Yeah, like, it's calming. It, like, it's, it helps with anxiety. It calms your brain. It calms your muscles. It's like taking an Epsom salt bath. It's supposed to, like...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I have magnesium at home. I have it in my daily stuff that I'm supposed to take every day that I don't.
Yeah.
There's, like, 15 pills that I'm supposed to take every day.
Vitamins?
Yeah. Yeah, not pills. I mean, that'd be cool.
Tashina, it was your birthday 2 days ago.
It was my birthday 2 days ago.
And I don't feel like it was a great day for you.
It was not a great day.
And which is crazy because, like, the universe did its shit. It, like, did its job and aligned all the stars together for you. Like, it took Mercury out of the microwave.
Yeah, Mercury's out of the microwave.
It was literally National Taco Day.
Yep.
It was National Cinnamon Roll Day.
Yep.
And National Vodka Day.
Yep.
Plus your birthday. How could it go wrong?
Well,
it did you dirty.
Let me tell you how it went wrong. Everything was fantastic. Okay? My office bought me breakfast. And
what kind of breakfast? Like, from where?
We got burritos.
From?
From Maverick. Oh. We were trying something different. Well, we normally get McDonald's for breakfast and we wanted to try something different. So we got, like, all different flavors of Maverick. Whatever. And I was so excited for breakfast that I went to go shimmy out of my giant chair and your girl
busted something.
Busted my back. And I was like, it's okay. It's okay. And I went to go stand up and I was like locked in place. Like when I hurt my back when I was with you, fucking couldn't move. And I was like, it's okay because at 11:45 I have...
You already had an appointment?
Yes, because I've been going religiously now because what is the point of me going only when my back hurts? So yeah. I've been going religiously and it's been fantastic. Haven't had a lot of problems. Okay, it's fine. At 11:45, I have an appointment. He'll pop it back. Well, I think that my nerves were like...
Shot, yeah.
And like, there was no moving anything. So he aligned me and he was like, okay, like... How do you feel? And I was like, it feels okay, but like, it's definitely sore. And he's like, honestly, I just think, because he tried a couple more things and nothing was going. And he's like, I honestly just think that your muscles have just tensed up and we're not going to be able to do anything. Like, we're going to have to let it relax. And I'm like, okay. So I went to lunch with my mom and we were at the park and I was sitting on the grass and I went to go get up and it locked on me again. And I was like, oh my God. So then I could barely walk.
And God. You went to work.
Calling frantically. Didn't answer. The phone was like busy. So then I drove over there, which is so far from my office. Drove over there. Door was locked. And I thought, oh, well, maybe they just went to lunch, you know. And his car was still there. Oh, he just went to lunch. Oh, he just went to lunch. Whatever. So after like an hour of waiting, I finally was like, all right, well, because there's a nail technician in there. And I like walked around the window and opened the door and she's like, what are you doing? And I was like, when are the Bonners going to be back? And she's like, oh, they leave early on Tuesdays. They're not coming back. And I'm like, his car's here. And she's like, yeah, they just leave it. But they left for the day, and I was like,
you were a stage 5 stalker for a second.
I was just like hanging out. So then I like Facebook called, Facebook message like, hey, hate to do this, hey, but I can't move.
Yeah.
And so finally at like 5:15 they called me, and then he popped it back in, and then it felt a little bit better.
He came all the way back from home and met you at the office?
A whole block away, yes.
Oh, they live in
they
town?
They live in town, yeah. Oh, okay. And so then today, or yesterday, he was gone to Minden, and so today he was back. And then I called this afternoon and was like, hey, I'm just wondering if you could kind of get me in maybe one more time to address this thing.
And
he did.
And you feel better?
I feel better, yes.
But
I think
not
there's
100%.
Something, no, there's still something not quite right. But
so, and you're 34, 35?
35.
34.
34.
So apparently 34 is like the cutoff for shimmying out of chairs?
Yeah, apparently.
Like you've reached the
yeah.
age where
shimmying
is not...
I literally have... I sent Stephanie today, I sent a picture of a ergonomic chair.
I don't know what they're called if you're looking at me.
Oh, I thought you were like...
Some superior intellect. I have no idea.
I thought you were looking at me like, you didn't send me anything. I was like, bitch,
no,
I
know what chair,
you,
but
you said it was comfy.
Guys, it's one of those chairs where you like, you lean forward onto your knees and that your back's like, your feet like are kind of under you, but not under you. Like, they're comfortable.
Where did you use it?
My next door neighbor, when I was growing up, had one at their computer, and I used to sit on it all the time while we were watching TV right there.
Really?
Yes. It wasn't like that one that you sent me, but the same idea.
Yeah, so I was TikToking it to see, you know, if the reviews were good, and it pretty much makes you sit up straight, because my posture has always been terrible, and I think that's one of the biggest issues that I have is I'm at a desk all day, and I'm really, like, hunched over, and I think that may be part of it. Too.
So I have been focusing really hard on my posture the last couple months because my neck has been so bad, and then it moved into my thoracic spine, like right in your shoulder blades, and I noticed that while I'm standing at work, I lean against the counter waiting for like patients and stuff, and I'm constantly like this, so I've been, and it's been feeling so much better, and now when I do that, like I can snap it like all the way up my spine, ooh, it pops, yeah, but it feels better, so I'm really trying to focus
yeah,
on that.
I really think that's one of the issues. And my chair that I have in my office is a pretty like wide chair. And so then I sit on one side only, so it has all this extra room. So I don't think my butt is technically supposed to be where it is supposed to be, because I'm off on the side and I just kind of like hang out in the one corner, and now I'm all doopy like this. So anyway, my back's all fucked up.
Jaden already has back problems all the time too. And she's 12. She got that from her mom. She's like every morning, my back hurts. My neck hurts. I'm like, what are you, 90? What's wrong with you? It's probably the 12 backflips she did on the trampoline last night, you little brute.
Right?
She's insane.
Mine is from my children. I didn't used to have back pain until my children.
I had it when I was growing up. I remember the first time I threw my back out. I was probably Jay's age, and I was cleaning the bathroom, and I...
Fuck, you do some serious cleaning.
Yeah. I get really down in there.
I guess. Fuck.
Just kidding. I'm pretty sure I didn't clean that well ever. I still don't. But I stood up wrong.
Ooh.
That'll do it.
I tell you what, it will do it. I've been there. You trying to paint something? Sure.
Yeah.
Fucking.
I mean, I was watching you, and your body didn't even move, and you're like, my back's out! Pretty sure you, like, moved your finger. But we can't get too far away from your birthday, because I've got something for you.
Oh, what is it?
First, I have anxiety giving you gifts.
Why?
Because you told me that you never like the gifts that you receive. And now I'm like...
I liked all the gifts that I received this year.
Okay,
but so
this is going to be the first
so
one that you're like, well, shit. Also, I really want you to acknowledge my wrap job.
Okay.
Okay, so you have to, like, really inspect it.
Oh, my God, where'd it go?
Ooh, first of all,
it's
I opened
ho,
it.
It's a ho-ho-ho. It's Christmas paper.
Yes, but look.
Oh,
it wasn't big enough. So do you see this piece that I cut out?
Stephanie, and then you, well, if you're going to do that, you couldn't fill
well,
this part in?
I didn't think about that.
But... it's a nice little...
yeah. A little opener. Yeah.
That's kind of nice. I like this paper.
If you don't like it, you have to be honest.
No.
You do. You really do. I'm going to force
is
you.
Is it? Can you just tell me what it is?
No.
So that way...
I thought it was cool, but you're probably going to be like...
Is it a camera lens?
Just wait.
It's a coffee cup!
And it looks so much like it, I thought it was crazy.
There's a lens in the box. Wait a minute. Are you sure it's not really a camera?
Doesn't it look like one?
That's cool! How do you
know? This right there.
Oh. Does it do hot and cold?
I don't know. I didn't get that far into it. I just saw it and
does
I was
it
like,
do
cool.
autofocus and manual focus?
I don't know. But it comes with a
thank
spoon.
You. I do like it. I can see you.
I thought that was the coolest part, except for there's no like spot to drink it.
Don't touch the lens like that. You'll.
I was really sad there was nowhere to drink it, but I guess if it's really trying to be like a coffee cup, you.
Oh, I see.
And, like you have
oh my
to
God.
Open it.
I was like, you can go through, but you can't.
No, you can see through it.
I love it. Thank you.
I thought it was cool.
I've almost bought myself this multiple times.
Have you?
And I just haven't. Thank you. I actually like it a lot. I'm not going to lie.
Good.
It's a lot lighter than my lenses are.
That's how you know it wasn't a lens.
I was like,
do you
want to
know something? Look, you might see that right there.
Cup.
No, but do you see the black behind it?
Yeah.
I may or may not have tried to black it out because I really wanted you to think it was a lens. But it didn't cover it, so I was like,
fuck it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I always wondered what they actually look like in real life.
I feel like it looks pretty accurate.
I should have brought my lenses.
I'm a laugh
it even has the dot. So this is where you like put it in your camera and then you twist it so that way it locks in. That's where you know where to put the button in.
I'm going to laugh really hard when you grab that one day to go to a
probably.
Photo shoot. And then you're like, fuck, guys. Sorry, it's a cop.
We're going to have to go all the way back to Yerington, guys. I should probably not put this near my
probably
lenses.
Shouldn't.
The only difference is it's pretty light compared to the lenses. I love it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I've actually loved all my presents this year.
Good.
There's not been a shitty one this year. You guys, when me and Tashina...
Can I tell this story?
Oh, God.
Are we allowed to tell this story? Okay. We're allowed to tell it.
I was very concerned. Go ahead.
When we were growing up, Tashina would open every single one of her Christmas gifts, like, very meticulously, and then she would, like, without ripping a thing, not even the tape, and then she would rewrap it exactly like it was. And then every Christmas, she was so disappointed because she already knew every fucking gift that she had. That's why my mom was... I'm not going to say she was really smart because I feel like that's a dig at your parents. But my mom...
I think my parents just thought that I wasn't going to be an asshole enough to, like, literally use a straight razor...
To open
the present so there wasn't a trace of ripped paper, you know?
Like, my parents kept ours at a different house.
Yeah, it kind of takes a little bit of a psychopath to, you know, be so worried about getting a... I don't know what it is with me and, like, surprises.
Like,
I don't like being surprised.
Because if you don't like it, then you have to pretend like you like it.
Yeah.
And that's awful.
And I also don't like hurting people's feelings, like, as much as that... I know, but I really don't. And, like, somebody put enough thought and effort into something for you, and then you don't like it, it's like, fuck.
Yeah.
And then you're like, why would you think that I would like that? What?
Well, I mean, this
what?
Took zero effort
yeah, right.
if you just want to tell me, like, that you don't like it.
No,
and honestly,
no.
I moved my finger one time, and I was like,
okay, that'll do.
Cool.
Thank you for getting me something, because I didn't get you anything for your birthday.
I don't care. I mean, I put it in my little black book, and I dated
so,
it.
So, you know what? I did get you something. It's just not here yet. Let me...
Get back to me on that.
Next podcast,
you don't have to get
maybe.
Me nothing.
Yeah, I just really don't like when people are disappointed.
Yeah.
Especially when they put a lot of thought and effort into something, and then you're like...
Does that generally happen to you a lot? Where people are disappointed in your presence?
No. That's never really happened to me. No, actually. Thanks for asking. Oh, you guys, we have thought so long and so hard what we're going to do.
For today's podcast?
For today's podcast.
You guys.
Wait, can I go through what I got for my birthday? My husband, I found this painting at an antique store, and it's a dog with a dead bird in its mouth, because I really like dogs with dead birds in their mouth, whatever, because I have a drawing at my house, but this is a painting.
And it's a good one?
Yes, I love it. So they got me that, and then he got me this, it's like a cupboard door, or was a cupboard door, and it's got like the checkerboard on it. I don't know what he wants me to do with it, but he was like, well, maybe you can put like some string on it, we can hang our pictures from it.
That'd be cool though.
And I was like, okay. And then he got me flowers, and I didn't know where the flowers came from.
Are those ones you posted? Okay. Not the little one.
Did I post flowers?
You didn't post them. You sent them to me.
I was like, did I post them? I've been meaning to post. Now that I have your present, because I knew you were going to get me something.
You're like, let me just wait till I see Stephanie.
Yeah. I'm going to post what everybody got me. Anyway, and then he got me flowers. But I didn't know who they were from. And there was a card on my desk that was a very nice card that said, I am a ray of sunshine, and that every time this girl comes into my office, sometimes she even comes in when she's in a bad mood so I can uplift her spirits. Isn't that so sweet? And so I thought it was from her. So then I text her and was like, oh, thank you for the card and the flowers. She's like, ooh, I didn't get you the flowers. I did get you the card, but not the flowers. And I was like, who got me the flowers? Then I asked Vinny, and Vinny's like, you have flowers in your office? And he was just kidding because Matt dropped him off and then told Vinny not to tell me. So I thought I had a secret admirer.
You do, because one time somebody put a rose in your door.
Oh my God, I forgot. Well, these weren't a secret admirer. It was just my husband. And then Alyssa Stone brought me some more flowers in a little cute hocus pocus. Yes. And then my office got me a gift certificate for golfing, which I was happy about. You're not. And then my mom took me to lunch, and we had porticeps, and we went to the park, and it was so nice at the park.
I honestly love porticeps. I went there for lunch today and had a salad, but anyways.
I don't really like their salad.
It was good.
The park, Mountain View Park is so nice when it's not sweltering hot and it's not miserable cold. It was a very nice day, and the druggies aren't out.
Which is like...
all the time. But it was really nice, and my mom gave me these earrings.
Those are pretty. I was going to ask you about those when you came into the house.
They're little diamonds that my mom doesn't ever wear, so she gave them to me. But I love them.
They're very pretty.
And then she gave me some like makeup palettes and some lotions. And
that stuff. She doesn't use? Or
probably. Mom, do you not use those either? Probably. First of all, which hilarious, I know this is probably from that. She is getting like an Ulta subscription.
Uh-huh.
And so it's taking money out of her account. And so she texted me the other day and was like, this is the second time my card has been hit fraudulently, blah, like going off. And I was like, oh, that's shitty. Blah, blah. And then she goes, never mind. It's just Ulta, my reoccurring charge.
I had a fraudulent charge on my card the other day for $23.
What was it? Was it that?
It was some some resume nonsense.
Resume?
Yeah, it was like some resume application that I did not do.
Oh.
So... it is from Arkansas or somewhere over there. Or Virginia, somewhere over there. Are they close together?
Yes, sort
of. Anyways, so, yeah. They canceled my whole card.
Oh.
Had to get a new one.
I hate that. And then if you have anything that's automatic...
yeah, I had to go fix everything, and there's a couple of them that I can't fucking figure out. And then John's dumbass... did you read what I sent you? The Venmo thing?
Sort of, yes. What did it say? I did. Something about meth and drugs.
Yeah, because I asked him today. I was like, John, can you help me with the girls' Halloween costumes? And he's like, let me just read to you the comments because he's a turd. I said, can you help me with costumes? And he said, what do you need? And I sent him emoji. A money emoji. If you didn't get that. And he said, why? What's wrong with the fake blood and ripped t-shirts? The whole concept is as dumb to me as a wedding dress. Better yet, I can start saving real blood from the meat I cook, and we can really go for the realism effect. Realism effect. And he's like, I'm just kidding, how much? And I said, $650 a piece.
A piece.
And then I was like, just kidding, like $75, because they're like $50. I'm like, that's half if you have three. He said, so $175? I'm like, well, I mean, if you're wanting to give me $175. He's like, oh man, I don't know where my mouth was at. Anyways, then he sends me a Venmo, this idiot, and he says, useless crap. Money would have been better spent on an LSD trip. And I said, John, I'm surprised they haven't banned you from this app yet. Every time he sends me something, it's some fucking nonsense like that. And so then he responds with, well, not with the high level of drugs I sell to key individuals and the highlight levels of the Venmo organizations.
He's gonna get banned.
And he's gonna get me banned.
Probably. You're gonna be the band of brothers.
Anyways, I sent that to you. I don't know what got us on that topic.
Fraudulent charges.
Oh, yeah.
Back to fraudulent charges. One time when I was working at the bank, I got a package delivered to me, to Sheena Galvin, at Wells Fargo's address. You want to know what was in it? Take a guess. Did you send it to me?
Was it, the word is hosiery. What is the word I'm trying to think of?
Lingerie?
Yes.
Not necessarily. It was a giant triple F bra that was the size of my whole entire body and 4X panties. And when I held them up,
I did not send them to you, but I wish I did. I wish I could claim that. That's awesome.
And it was in an Amazon, like, bag. So I went on my Amazon account, like, what the hell?
Did you change your card or anything, or you just went along?
No, there was no charge from my Amazon account.
So somebody literally just sent it to you, to your name?
Yeah. And so I did some digger deeping. What?
Did some digger deeping.
Did I just have a stroke?
The best was your face. Like, you said it and it wasn't computing. You're like, wait, what?
Error.
delete.
I did some... dig... What is it?
Deeper digging.
Deeper digging. Jesus Christ.
That was ridiculous, Tishina. I did some digger deeping. I like it better, actually. I think I'm going to use it.
I can't not say it now. I did some deeper digging. And all I found out was that I got sent from a base.
Like a military base?
Yeah. And they couldn't tell me where. Probably. Weirdos. So anyway, the deeper digging.
That was awesome. Deeper digging doesn't sound as good as digger deeping. I did some digger deeping. That was awesome. Do you know what I learned today?
What?
Wait, okay, first let me ask you a question, and Matt, you'll learn something too. Did you know that a rainbow has specific colors?
Specific. Yeah.
Like every rainbow is the same colors, and they go from the same color to the same color. Like it's an organized thing.
Yes. Huh. Have you ever seen a fucking rainbow?
Yeah, but I didn't know there's a rhyme or reason to the colors. I've never, like, compared rainbows to rainbows, you know what I mean? Like,
well, I've never seen a rainbow that starts green and ends up red.
Well, if I'm being honest, I don't even fucking know sitting here right now what color it starts with and ends with.
Well, no, but I mean, for the majority of the time, they all look the same.
Yeah, but I mean, I get what you're saying, because I've seen a rainbow, and if I saw one in the sky right now, I'd be able to tell you.
Yeah,
hey,
but
that's
like, if
a
you
rainbow.
Saw an abstract rainbow, you'd be like, I'm gonna do some deeper digging on that bad boy.
Deeper deeping.
Anyway, how'd you learn that?
Because we're doing a nutrition class, and we're talking about
how to do with the fucking rainbow.
If you'd shut up.
the veggies.
Yeah, we were talking about how a rainbow of colors on your plate is so good for you, and not, so we're going to make like a chattacoochery.
Time out.
A chattacoochie board.
Chattacoochie board. Time out. On our last podcast, didn't you say all the vegetables are not good too?
You know what? We're not talking about that. This is a nutrition basics. That is an advanced level of nutrition. We don't confuse people.
Okay.
So we're going to make a chattahoochee board of a rainbow.
And you know what kind of chattahoochee board I think you should make instead of the rainbow board nutrition? No. I saw butter boards the other day.
Yeah, I saw that. Did you send it to me?
Yes, probably. It looks phenomenal. I think a butter board's the way to go. Fuck that nutrition class. Mm-mm. I got a joke for you.
Okay. You guys, can you tell how prepared we are for tonight?
Why don't monsters eat ghosts?
I don't know.
Because they taste like sheep.
The best part of the joke is how funny you think it is.
It's funny. It's better than that other one that I didn't get.
You guys, we were talking today about what we were going to talk about at the podcast, which clearly, as you guys can tell, since we're 25 minutes in, we didn't come to a conclusion on what it was going to be about. But Tashina's like, what should we talk about? And so then we were talking just about a bunch of stuff, and I sent her a message with, like, a question, but I was like, the question was about what, like, the topic should be. Does that make sense?
No.
Like, I was saying it like we should do, because we were talking about the media.
Right.
About how everything's so bad, and so I said, what did I say?
You pretty much did it as, like, a headline, like, yeah, of what we could call the podcast, blah, blah, like, blah, blah, blah.
Like, is the media worse than it used to be or something? Right. And Tashina fucking starts answering me with paragraphs. Like, fucking, like I'm asking her a question and I'm like, keep it in. I can't fucking hear this shit twice. Like, keep it to yourself.
I thought you were asking me a legitimate question.
No, I was brainstorming with you.
I wanted to give you my opinion right then. Oh. So the question is, ladies and gentlemen, because this morning we were talking about, apparently there's a serial killer in Stockton.
I don't like to think of it like that. To me, that's just a mass murder.
Okay, because, well, he's killed like 7 people.
In the same family.
That's not the same person I'm talking about.
Oh, what? There's an actual serial killer?
There's a serial killer in Stockton who they think may be linked to some murders that happened in San Fran. Then some guy killed a family of 4. It was like the wife, the husband, an 8-month-old baby, and the uncle or something, or the dad. Then I saw where a 18-year-old went into a hospital in the nursery, strangled 2 infants, and then killed the nurse and himself. So everything that I read today on MSN News was like the absolute worst of the worst. Can we get like one happy thing?
There's no joy in the world at all.
And it makes me think, like, there are so many people that stay home nonstop, especially since COVID and everything, and all they do is watch the fucking news.
And then you wonder why the mental health is shit right now.
I don't wonder why. I know exactly why. Like, that's all they're pumping into people is fear and just, like, there's no happiness anymore.
I don't necessarily think it's because more bad things are happening, because this shit's been happening forever.
Right. Back to my rant that I sent you.
Yeah.
I think it's just because the media is so, we just have it at our grasp.
We are more access to it, yeah.
Because my boss, her, I guess they were talking about the Holocaust or whatever, and she had asked her mom, who's now in her 90s, like, do you remember when the Holocaust was going on? And she was like, well, yeah, but the only time we ever got updated was, like, if we went to the movies, which we couldn't all afford all the time. You know, it was just that newsreel right at the beginning of the movie. It wasn't like today where you turn on the TV and every 5 seconds there's something playing. It wasn't like that. And when the news finally got to us, it had already been months, you know.
Even when we were kids, the news came on like 3 different times a day, like
right.
for updates, and that's what you watched, and
right.
like newspapers and that kind of stuff. And I mean, we weren't born in the rock ages, so there was internet.
This dial up though.
Yeah, I still remember that noise. And it couldn't connect so many times. You try and call somebody and your fucking eardrum almost burst from that noise.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it was harder and more painful to get information back in the day.
So you really just didn't care.
And now you just turn on your phone and you hear all of that. But let's get back to the serial killer. I was literally thinking the other day, like, there's not really any more serial killers. Because, like, all of the serial killers that we spend our time watching movies on and obsessing over, like
70s and 80s.
Yeah, and now...
And that's because DNA, like, all of that stuff became so advanced, like, in the 90s.
And people are like, I'm out.
Yeah.
These people get caught.
Yeah, pretty much.
But I thought you were talking about the family that died, because technically a serial killer has killed more than 3.
Correct.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But when you do it all together like that in
no,
one, it's not considered
that's
serial,
just a,
right?
It's just a mass murder.
Yeah, okay.
No, but they're 2 different people. The guy, there's somebody that's killing people. Homeless.
He's killing homeless people?
Mm-hmm. Men and women. Well, they've all been men. I think one woman, and then one woman got away. And here's the fucking...
Did the cops give her back to him?
Almost. So she was on Skid Row in San Fran.
Mm-hmm.
L.A. Excuse me. L.A. And she had went to the police saying, hey, this guy put a gun to my face, blah, 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 blah. Well, she was on drugs. And they pretty much didn't believe her. And said, goodbye.
Kick rocks.
Yeah. And 5 people have died, been murdered since she went to them.
So it sounds to me like it's one of those, what would you call it? There's a word and it's on the tip of my tongue. He thinks he's ridding the world. I've seen it so many times on CSI. CSI. What is that show that I watch with Spencer Reed? God damn it. Is it CSI?
No.
No.
No, it's, I know what you're talking about, though. I've actually never watched any of those.
Oh,
I know exactly
my God,
what you're talking about.
I've watched every season.
But somebody told me that they're very realistic.
Yes. God damn it. What is it called?
I don't know. Google it. But I know what you're talking about, where they feel like they're, like, cleaning up the world one person at a time.
I want to say an evangelist, but that's somebody who talks about God, I think.
Evangelistic. We're not doing well today, guys.
No.
We're not doing well. That's okay.
Criminal Minds. Criminal Minds.
Criminal Minds.
Is that what it's called?
Yes, Criminal Minds.
Oh my God, it's so good.
Is it?
I've watched every single season. I am so into it. One time, I was watching it while I was running on the treadmill and scared the fucking bejesus out of myself and literally almost died because I was running and I jumped and like it was really bad. Yeah. It's such a good show, though.
Yeah, somebody I was talking to said it's, like, so realistic that... Like, one of the episodes she said she was watching was, like, the people... Somebody was, like, breaking into houses.
Well, they take a lot of the actual stories of things that have happened and, like, remake them.
Oh.
So.
Hmm.
And I'm, like, infatuated with Spencer Reed.
He's the little doofy boy, right?
He's the nerd.
Yeah.
And he's my favorite. You just have to watch it. It's good.
Might have to one time. Maybe later. Don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, did you find any good, happy... Anyway, the whole point of this podcast was supposed to be, you know, we were going to talk about crappy stories like we just did. And then we were going to have some good, feel-good news stories. Do you have anything?
Gonna have to dig her deeper.
Dig her deeper? I was really hoping that you had something.
Deeper. How did you say
it? Dig deeper. Deeper dig.
Deeper, I think deeper. You said deeper dig.
Deeper, deeper.
I'm going to have to deeper dig.
Well, I saw that baby rhinos, or rhinos, one type of rhino is not extinct no more. Neither are bald eagles. neither are American alligators.
How does that happen that they don't, they're not extinct anymore?
Well, because they stop, well, they
dying.
Try to ban the, they stop trying to, they try to make it so you can't murder them.
So they stop dying.
So they stop dying, and then they
produce
them in places.
In mass production.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
And then I saw this thing about the ocean. Did you know there's like a black hole out in the ocean? Not literally the black hole that's out in the ocean, but the one where there's like a million miles of garbage in the ocean.
I have seen that.
Just like a random little place just hangs out next to the Bermuda Triangle, I would assume, because I don't know how it just keeps in this one little area. Anyway, some scientists made this thing, and it's supposed to, there's like 10 pods. Anyway, they're probably like, I think it would be bigger than this. You guys, I have my hands up as far as I can.
I love how your information, because she has no idea, and she's just like, I think.
I'm fairly certain I saw this
one
time.
I think it's probably this big.
Because it said that fish could go in it and out of it, but it would capture all the debris. And I feel like it's as long as your street. And then they put it behind a tugboat, and then they just do that. But they said they only need 10. You're not listening to me.
I am listening.
They would only need 10 of those things, this big and that wide.
The size of my street, guys.
And I would say probably a good 14 feet tall. Don't you think that would be like
your car? Which is how big your hands are.
I feel like 14 feet is probably a good depth to get trash.
Well, can
especially a million kilometers or whatever they said it was.
This is about how I felt when Brandon was explaining to me the Purple Rain song. I mean, it's clear as mud. I totally get what you're talking about.
Listen, it's like when you get a trash bag and you go like this and you pick stuff up.
Yeah, but how are you going to tell me that a fish can come out of that?
Because it's a net.
Oh, and they don't ever catch fish in nets.
I will show you this.
That's not how they catch fish.
I don't know. Well, I guess they have big holes, not the little hole.
So
not
smaller, like, smaller debris.
Not like this.
Smaller
fish
debris
net
then.
Like this.
Because I mean, there's whales. There's
but whales
fish.
Are not going to be up at the 14 feet. You know.
Oh, they don't come up for air.
No, and the hole is only this big. The hole.
Don't whales come up for air?
Is not big enough for a whole whale to get in there. Okay?
Okay.
It's just like
we
the
should
endangered
do a podcast
tortoises.
On the Bermuda Triangle. That shit's insane to me.
I get lost.
Speaking of.
No.
That was an eventful story.
I'm going to show it to you because you don't believe me.
I feel enlightened.
I watched it today. It looked pretty impressive. And they only need 10 of them. And I thought...
And it'll clean the whole ocean?
Not the whole ocean. Just wherever that million miles of trash is. Out in the sea. Andadashi. Who is texting you that's so important?
My daughter.
What does she want?
A ride home.
Oh, is that the one that's at the soccer game that you didn't know who she's with? Mm-hmm.
She said, Mom, can I go to the soccer game with my friend? And so I was like, yeah, sure. And then I was like, wait,
you
need to ask questions. Which friend? She's like, Cadence. Is that a boy or a girl? I never heard you talk
you
about
can't
Cadence.
Ask that.
I did. And she did send me a...
Did she send you one of these?
An eye roll. Wow, Mom.
Oh.
And I said, valid question. It is.
Why?
And it's a girl.
Does it matter?
It does, because girls can't get you pregnant.
Right. They can give you herpes, though.
Can they?
shit.
We better go get her.
Stephanie.
Yeah.
My son
is a urinal standard.
You guys, Maurice is a degenerate. I got called last week on Friday. Was it Friday?
I think it was.
I get a missed call from the school, and I hate getting calls from the school. I hate it. It's the worst. When they are giving parent advice in high school, when you get that stupid fucking baby that you can just throw in the dryer and not have to listen to, they need to be like, this is what it feels like when you have to go to parent-teacher conferences for your kids. It's more nerve-wracking now than when I was in school.
Yeah, I found myself in the principal's office a couple weeks ago.
Fucking hate it. And when I get a call from the school, my heart just goes...
Yeah.
I hate it. So I get a call from the school, and I thought, obviously, it's about this road construction because, number one, my children are angels.
Well,
and
duh,
they would never do any wrong. Duh. And so I'm like, weird. So I call the school back, and I was like, hey, somebody just called. What's going on? Oh, we don't know. Nobody's called. Okay, that's weird. Whatever. As soon as I get off the phone, there's the voicemail. So I play it. Hi, Miss Galvin. This is Mr. Martinez, and I just want to let you know that Maurice got in trouble today at lunch. I'm thinking, oh, fuck, what did he do? Well, while he was at lunch, the custodian walked by, and he heard the boys playing, and when he walked in there, Maurice was standing...
In the bathroom, you guys. Standing, just left that out.
Oh, sorry. Standing on top of a urinal. So, I just want to let you know that he has been dealt with, and that he did have to spend lunch detention with me, and he's very remorseful, and he knows I'm calling you, and he's in my office right now, but I don't think he's ever going to do anything like this again. He seems very remorseful right now.
In other words, Maurice was crying.
Yes. So, I stormed my little ass down there because I was at Financial Horizons, because they had a 75th annual barbecue, whatever, we were down there. So I walked down to the school, and I was fucking livid, and I was going to rip him out of class, and there's 20 minutes left of school, and I was going to spank his ass. And in my little walk, it was kind of hot. I cooled down a little bit.
That makes so much sense.
And I was like, no, you know what? I think I'm going to make him sweat. So I went to the principal's office. I got there and I told Miss Stacy, please have Maurice come up front so he can be a part of this conversation too. So I'm following behind Mr. Martinez, and I see Maurice's little head, and he's just happy as a little lark. And then he turns to walk in the door, and he sees me, and he's just like,
starts and crying his right away.
Fucking, he just started crying. So we get into Mr. Martinez's office, and I was like, all right, we're standing on urinals now. And I was like, wait a minute. Did he really stand on a urinal, or was it the toilet? And he was like, no, it was the urinal. Number one,
talented.
That's pretty impressive. Yeah. Have you ever tried to stand on a urinal? They're slick as shit. They're not very, like, there's not a lot of room for, like, he's like a billy goat. Good for you. Anyway, and I was like, so why are we doing that? And he was like, well, I didn't know I couldn't. Well, what are urinals for? To go potty. Okay, so why are you standing on it? I just didn't know I couldn't until just now. You just told me. And it reminded me of that TikTok where it's like, I just didn't know. You never told me. I'm just hearing about this just now. So I'm like, okay, Maurice, why were you on top of the urinal anyway? Well, my friend hit his knee getting on top of the urinal, so I got on top of the other urinal to make sure he was okay.
Kids are dumb.
And at first he said the kid hit his knee. And so I was thinking he was getting on top of the urinal and like peeking over the stall. And I said, Maurice, if somebody's in the stall, like, that's kind of private. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
you don't need to be peeking over the stall. That's creepy. And he's like, he wasn't in the stall. Well, where was he? He was standing on the other urinal. You mean the big open space that's around both urinals you couldn't see? You had to get on the urinal to see him? Yeah. So, I wanted to scream so bad at him and be like, you little curse word. But there was a principal there that probably wouldn't have enjoyed that really much. So, I had to pretend like I was a good mom and be like, well, you know, you cannot destruct public property, blah, 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 blah.
Like, you need to cut him a little bit of slack. It could be so much worse.
Like, so then, at the end of the conversation, I gave him a hug and I told him I loved him. And then right as we were walking out, I gave him another hug and I said, I'm very disappointed in you.
You're awful.
And he went,
you're awful. Come on.
And then...
You made them give him more detention.
Yeah, and you want to know what they didn't fucking do?
Give him more attention. Detention.
No. I said, how was detention today? So that was Friday. He had lunch detention Friday, and then he was supposed to have it again Monday. And he was fine with that. I think that's fair. Okay. I said, so Monday comes around. Said, how was lunch detention today? I didn't have lunch detention today. What? He goes... I don't know. He walked right past me, asked me how I was doing. He didn't say a word about lunch detention, so I didn't go. Fair enough.
Alrighty then. You know, I think what happened here, let me tell you. You came in. Is this the first time the principal's met you?
The vice principal, yes.
Okay, yeah. I think he got scared. And I don't think he'll ever call you again. I think that Maurice could literally commit murder, and he's going to tell the actual principal, have you met his mom?
And she's going to say yes.
And then he's going to be like, this kid's got it bad enough at home. We need to be his safe haven.
Yeah, my favorite part of that whole conversation when he was like, well, I think, you know, I think he's had enough punishment. And I said, I think you're wrong. And I think he needs to have another day. And I said, don't you agree, Maurice? And Maurice goes, yeah, I think another day is fair. I said, perfect. Monday, he'll have lunch detention. And the vice principal goes, okay, Monday he'll have lunch detention. And he did not do it. And now I want to go to that principal and be like, you have lunch detention now because you didn't hold up your end of the bargain.
Well, you know, not to like rag on the school or anything, but apparently they're really good recently at not holding up their end of the bargain. Let me just tell you.
And this is a whole different school, guys.
Yeah, and I found myself... Let's talk about being nervous. I walked in there and there's two of them, the vice principal and the principal. And they give me a seat, and it's like, it looks like a lazy boy chair. I mean, it looks comfortable. But what they don't tell you is that 700,000 people have sat in that chair prior, and the springs are broke. So when you sit, you're going to hit your ass in the ground. Like, your knees are going to come through your chin, basically. And so I was not prepared for the ride down, and I was like, woo, when I got to the bottom, and I literally made that noise. And she's like, yeah, that happens to a lot of people. So my knees are eye level.
You're kind of doing the gynecology.
Yes, literally. I'm looking at her between my legs, and she's way up there. So I'm feeling very, what's the word?
Intimidated?
Like just like a peon, like a little kid, like I'm back in school. And then the other one, he's little too. But he's in a chair higher than me.
And his legs are just dangling. Yes.
Oh my God. And he's staring at me too, and I'm looking up at both of them, and I instantly forgot how to speak English. I really did. I forgot completely how to speak English. And I was perspiring. I was sweating, and then I started crying. Which nothing makes me more mad.
Yeah.
Than crying when I'm mad.
Right.
Why do I do that?
I
like
don't know.
My
I do it
fucking
too.
Emotions are broke, and I'm even telling myself like, and I feel like I should tell them I'm not sad. I'm fucking mad, but I'm crying.
I do the same thing.
Anyways, and then there was like a whole plan of what they were gonna do and what I was gonna do, and I did all of my stuff. They didn't do none of their stuff.
I know. I don't know what's going on. I think they might be a little overwhelmed.
Yeah. So this situation, I'm not going to go into like full details, but it's basically over electronics and things that are being said on electronics that shouldn't be said on electronics. And so they have the computers, they have their phones, which I understand they cannot They cannot control what's happening outside of school.
Right.
I get that. But they he literally said that he spends a huge percentage of his time going through the school computers and getting flagged off of so many things that he has to spend his days taking care of.
Do you want to know what? I would love to do that.
Would you?
Yes. Why? Just to go through all those little stupid idiots' messages and just be like, bing, 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 bing,
I just
bing.
Feel like, why do we need the computers?
Right.
Why can't we go back to where they're just like being taught?
Right.
Like teach them.
Because it's
I guess, but I mean, I'm not ragging on teachers either because I do think that they're doing and they're trying to keep the kids up with technology
right.
and like it is the way that the world is right now.
Yeah, but the world sucks.
And they're too young for so many responsibilities and they obviously don't know how to handle it very well.
Right.
So, anyways.
I do have to say though, the middle school principal and vice principal do seem to be cracking down on some things. Like, some people have gotten expelled and had to leave the jurisdictions.
No? Which, yeah, and it's not like I wasn't happy about one of them.
Right. I'm just saying, like...
Yeah.
I don't know what the situation here, and I don't understand why they haven't done anything about your situation, but...
And they did tell me that day, not the principal, but the counselor, because she had called me later, and I talked to her for like an hour and a half, and I love her. She's mm-hmm. the nicest person ever.
Very.
And she said that they are so busy.
Yeah.
Like, so busy, and there's so many people that they're trying to get to and stuff, like...
Yeah.
I do not envy them.
Yeah.
I'm just saying from my perspective, right. like, when you send your kids to a place, you're literally... in trusting them, like just a little follow
yeah.
through
and
would
then
be
here
nice.
We go just fucking letting them climb on urinals. I don't understand
right?
Here's some advice for you. Don't call my father-in-law and tell him what your children have done, because that's what mistake I made.
Did
and they
lie?
Said Maurice, go ahead and tell Papa what happened, and Maurice didn't want to tell Papa, so I told Papa, and Papa started laughing, and Papa said, well, you know, Maurice, when I was your age, I blew up a urinal with an M80.
Somebody blew up a toilet when we were in school. Do you remember that?
No.
Yes, in the freshman hallway.
Maybe I do remember that.
It was
that.
All the boys. All of the boys we were friends with.
No. No. Couldn't kill you. So now Maurice is most likely going to be blowing up toilets. And I understand that it is not a serious offense.
But it leads to it. Next
but
thing you know...
Also, it irritates me because he knows that that's not okay. And...
A kid, though.
I know. But...
I mean,
that leads to gang violence and cocaine. And cocaine leads to heroin. And heroin leads to fentanyl and he'll die. So, you know what? I just can't have that.
He'll get chlamydia and he will die.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, he's going to be roofieing his little cubby mate.
Yeah. What's a cubby mate?
Somebody he has to share a cubby with? Shit, I don't know. Or his cubby neighbor?
What's a cubby?
What's a cubby? Did you just say that?
With the little boxes
yes,
that they put,
they put their backpacks in.
Oh. Huh.
It's like a locker, but it's a cubby.
And they don't have lockers.
They have cubbies.
They hang up their goddamn backpacks in the hallway. Do you know how you could fuck with somebody?
Yeah.
They just have backpacks hanging in the hallway. I guess they have cameras all over.
They
now,
do
though.
Have cameras all over, because I went in there again. What? Oh, let me tell you a funny story. Do we have time?
Yeah.
Holy shit. On Tuesday, Jaden texts me, and she's like, Mom, I don't feel good. I really don't feel good. And she was, like, green when I dropped her off at school that morning, so I wasn't surprised.
That was really nice of you.
I know.
That's probably why my daughter doesn't feel good.
Sorry. Anyways... I thought it was just like a bug.
Oh.
Not like one that you can give away because nobody else was green.
Oh.
Okay?
Okay.
If more than one kid was green, they would have stayed home.
Okay.
Anyways, so I go pick her up and I was like, okay, I have a staff meeting at noon. It's like 25 minutes till I have time. I'll just get her. I'll turn around. Everything fucking went wrong. I'm running out of my office. I left my purse in the office, so I just had my phone. I pick her up and then I went to... Hold on. Anyways, so I pick her up you know, everything is just like not going well.
Right.
And I'm driving, and I was gonna turn right on Oregon Street to get home so that I didn't have to turn left and go fucking all the way around town because of the construction. That road was closed, so I flipped a bitch right in front of the school.
Yeah.
And I'm driving, and I'm like, oh, lights.
Oh, that's I'm getting fucking pulled over.
So I pull over, and he comes to the window, and he's like, do you know why I pulled you over? And I said, no. He's like, oh, you flipped, you did a U-turn in the school zone. And I'm like, well, it's construction, and the road's closed. And he's like, yeah, but you can't do a U-turn in the school zone. I said,
you want me to fucking back up?
But there's nobody outside. And he's like, well, you can't. Okay. And then he's like, can I get your registration, please? And I was like, yep. I grabbed it. I'm like, it's not the accurate paper, but I promise it's registered. And he's like, okay, do you have your insurance? Yep, but it's not up to date. Like, I do it on my phone. I don't fucking have the shit. Who has the shit? And he's like, do you have your ID? And I'm like, well, you see, I don't leave work really fast because my daughter's sick. And he looks at Jay and she's like,
hey.
And then when he is pulling us over, she starts flailing like a lunatic trying to get her seatbelt on. I'm like, Jaden, he fucking can tell you didn't have your seatbelt on. You're supposed to do that inconspicuous, like, God damn. Anyways, and then he's running my shit, and it takes him so long. And I seriously was like, I fucking weren't. Like, I got in trouble, and I didn't know. Maybe I slept walked, and I didn't even fucking know. Like, they're going to arrest me. I'm texting Carrie, like, sorry, I got pulled over. Maybe might need you to bail me out. I'm going to miss the meeting. Jay's like, why is it taking so long? She's getting nervous. And then he comes to the window and he hands me back my outdated, expired shit. Was like, we're just gonna give you a warning. That fucking long to give me a warning?
Like, praying to fucking look up all your bullshit.
Yeah, but why couldn't he just give me the warning before he had to look up all the bullshit?
Well, you probably wanted to make sure that you weren't lying to him.
Yeah,
and then it took him a while to find your registration, because you didn't fucking have it. It took him a while to find your insurance, because you didn't fucking
have
it.
Okay, forgive him. God damn.
I'm just saying.
Shit.
It's not like just a...
But if at any point in the future, just you do have to go to the intermediate school because kids are assholes, bring a booster chair.
Yeah, I wouldn't like that.
Phone books.
The next time I go in there, I'm going to look at that chair and be like, is this the fucking chair? Is this the chair that I heard
about?
I want
you to go in there now because I'm serious. I'm like, shoo, right down.
Is it in the principal's office?
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's a principal or a vice principal whose office I was in because they were both there.
Is it behind Dina's office or is it on the side?
That's the counselor. It's on the side.
The counselor's over by, like, the fifth grade building now. Like, by the home ec room.
Oh, then it was, there's Dina, Melody, the room I was in.
That's
to the side.
Principal's office.
Yep.
Yep.
There I sat.
Oh. Mr. Gillespie is right behind Dina.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So. All right, guys. Well, this was a lot of nonsense.
It really
You're welcome
was.
All the time. But you know what?
If you guys are looking for more than what we gave you tonight... You can just dig her deeper.
Here's the deal. Sometimes we have really good podcasts, and sometimes we just need a night where we can vent.
Just a little deeper digging and go through the rest of them. And there's
Dude, my brain was like, like, I needed to get some WD on it.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys, vote for Matt for city council.
Yes, I saw that.
He's on the ballot. Aw. I've never been so... interested in
an election?
Yes, before.
Just because of the city council, or is there more?
Oh, there's more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm ready for it too.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how everything goes, but you gotta vote for Matt because he's doing a really good on city. He's really doing a good job. Oh my god. I hope he doesn't want me as his PR person.
I don't think you're gonna have to worry about that.
I don't think. That's going to happen for you, bud. Oh, man. What if they did, like, a candidates night, but you have to talk to the spouses of the candidates?
I think that they don't do that for a reason.
Yeah, probably.
Words are hard.
Words are very hard. All right, guys. Well, maybe next week we'll actually have something for you.
Or maybe not.
Or maybe not. We just like these. One day we're going to look back and be like...
Reese is a urinal standard. See, we can look back years from now at what he used to be, and then hopefully how well of a...
Hopefully he's in Harvard the next time this comes up and he's not standing on a urinal. I was like, oh, my kids have never gotten in trouble before, but then Peyton reminded me that she did lie in elementary school about some girl scratching her, and I was like, oh yeah, but she didn't go to the principal's office for that. So that was my first child going to the principal's office over a urinal.
La-dee-da.
Yeah.
I don't think my kids have gone to the principal's, have they?
Yeah.
We'll leave that for next time.
All right, guys, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.